For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. This weekend, in advance of the UN General Assembly annual vote to end the U.S. economic and commercial blockade on Cuba, New Yorkers from all walks of life, activists and Cuban Americans in a Miami caravan, rallied at Times Square and then marched to the United Nations. The blockade against Cuba has been going on for more than six decades. Cubans were heartened that an end was in sight with an opening when Barack Obama was in office, but then Donald Trump and his administration tightened the blockade and placed Cuba on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. And the Joe Biden administration has gone along with this policy, tightening restrictions even further. This fall, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Padilla addressed the United Nations. He said the Cuban economy has withstood extraordinary pressure, that the human damage caused by this policy and felt by all Cuban families is impossible to quantify, that it's cruel and immoral, that the inclusion of Cuba on the list of state-sponsored terrorists is slanderous, that it stigmatizes financial bodies and institutions and makes it extremely difficult to conduct transactions or to pay payments or access credits.
El bloqueo es un acto de guerra económica en tiempo de paz. El actual gobierno de los Estados Unidos mantiene vigentes las medidas de presión más agresivas contra nuestro país adoptadas por el gobierno del presidente Donald Trump. Continúa la injustificada inclusión de Cuba en la lista arbitraria y unilateral que emite el Departamento de Estado de países que supuestamente patrocinan el terrorismo. Esa calumniosa calificación impone un estigma sobre nuestras entidades e instituciones financieras y dificulta en extremo las transacciones y las posibilidades de pagos y créditos.
The Cuban foreign minister says the blockade is an act of economic war in times of peace. And he goes on to say it's Cuba, which has been a victim of state terrorism. And he slams U.S. policies, which he says uses unilateral coercive measures, genocidal blockades, and attempts to impose one model and one culture on the world.
Cuba, que ha sido víctima del terrorismo de Estado, no promueve ni promoverá jamás el terrorismo. Por el contrario, lo condenamos en todas sus formas y manifestaciones. El gobierno de los Estados Unidos manipula con oportunismo temas de alta sensibilidad como el terrorismo, la religión, la democracia, la justicia, la corrupción y los derechos humanos. El doble rasero, la incoherencia, la selectividad, la manipulación política dañan la causa de los derechos humanos.
As the rally marches to the United Nations, signs carried read, end the illegal blockade. The marchers want an end to the economic and travel sanctions and the island nation to be taken off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Once the march reaches the UN, Code Pink's Medea Benjamin gives a shout out to Cuban Americans who came to New York City from Miami and to the Bridges of Love movement.
Let's hear it for Fuentes de Amor. Puentes de amor. Puentes de amor. Puentes de amor. And here we have Carlos Lasso. Thank you. Puentes de Amor and other groups have really helped to lift that fog of fear, especially in Miami, so that more and more Cuban Americans around this country are feeling that they can speak out and that we have their back, right? That's what we have to do. So I wanted, before we introduce the first speaker, just to say something about the Code Pink campaign that I've been part of to get Cuba off that damn list of state sponsors of terrorism. Why don't you shout out to me a country you think should be on the list of state sponsors of terrorism?
USA!
I hear a lot of people say USA. I hear people saying Israel. You know, Israel commits acts of terror every single day gets rewarded for it with $3.8 billion of our tax money. What's another state sponsor of terrorism?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, you know, the government lures in a Washington Post reporter into a foreign embassy, literally chops them up with a bone saw into pieces. Now, if that's not terrorism, I don't know what terrorism is. Is Saudi Arabia on that list of state sponsors of terrorism?
No!
And let me give one other example, because it's going to be the host starting next week, of world leaders going to talk about the climate. And that country is?
Egypt.
Egypt, that's right. Egypt is going to host Biden and heads of state from around the world. Egypt is a country that has about 60,000 political prisoners. It's a country that is known for torture, disappearances, extrajudicial killings. Is Egypt on the list of state sponsors of terrorism?
No!
On the contrary, it gets over $1 billion from the U.S. taxpayer every single year. So it is absolutely absurd and shameful that Cuba is on that list. And a group of us yesterday went to the U.S. State Department. They told us not to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it anyway. We went to the State Department because we had over 10,000, and many of you, and if you haven't signed that petition, please go on the CodePink.org website and sign it. And we had over 100 organizations, and we turned it in, and we managed to get a meeting. So we go into the meeting, and what is the first thing that they say to us? Well, this issue of Cuba being on the state sponsor of terrorism list, it's really not high up in our priorities. We wanted to say, what the F does that mean? But we were polite. And they gave us a whole rigmarole about how this is not a political issue, this is a legal issue. Because there are some fugitives from the U.S. law who live in Cuba, and the U.S. wants them extradited. First of all, those aren't terrorists. Second of all, there are U.S. fugitives living in countries all over the world, including France, and they are not on the state sponsor of terrorism list. And so they had no real answer for us. And I think we all know the answer is they are so stupid, they think they're going to get votes in Southern Florida because they're so tough on Cuba.
No.
Those votes are going to the Republicans anyway.
Yes.
If you want a party that's tough on Cuba, you might as well go with the party of Marco Rubio, right?
No.
So here we have the Biden administration that some of us naively thought was going to follow the path of Obama and move to normalize relations. And instead, he's taken the path of Trump and tightened it even more. And why do I say that? because it's during a pandemic, because it's a time they know when the Cuban economy is suffering from the lack of tourists. And you know what they just started to do? They just started to enforce something called the ESTA. Well, it's 40 countries, European mostly, are allowed to come into the United States without a visa. They are called countries on the ESTA list. Now, those citizens from those countries, if they want to come to the United States, they can't come without a visa if they've traveled to Cuba. So this is another way that the U.S. is trying to stop tourism, stop cash flow coming into the country, strangle the Cuban people. They've been doing this for 60 years, and has it worked?
No!
Is it going to work?
No!
And one of the reasons it's not going to work is because of the resistance of the Cuban people.
Yeah!
And the other is that we are building and building resistance here inside this country to say, take Cuba off the damn list of state sponsors of terrorism, get rid of all of those sanctions that have been imposed by the Trump administration and by every administration since the 1960s.
Los pueblos unidos jamás será vencido.
Los pueblos unidos jamás será vencido.
Professor Carlos Lazo is one of the organizers of the Bridges of Love movement.
Thank you so much for all you do.
Fuentes de amor, fuentes de amor, fuentes de amor, fuentes de amor.
Well, brothers and sisters, we are in the front here, the United Nations. We are in front of the United Nations right now. Americans, Cuban Americans, people from different countries from that come to this land of opportunities here, where we want to have the opportunity to ask to the United States government that obey the will of the people of the world, obey the will of the all the countries of the world that for 30 consecutive years are asking the United States, humanity, please leave the inhuman and cruel blockade that you are over the Cuban people. Please stop the financial economic blockade against Cuba. We are here today and I have the certainty that sooner than later, with the help of everybody, with the help of people, just people, humanity, it doesn't matter if you are from the left or the right, that's what we say in our caravan. In the caravan of Miami, we have people who are not in the left, who are not in the right, we are just humanity. And we know, every decent person knows that the blockade is inhuman and illegal. And we are bound by our humanity. We are gonna lift that blockade. One day we are gonna look back and we are gonna say, wow, it took us a long time, but finally we achieved that. Hermano y hermana, además de ustedes que están aquí, hay cientos de personas, hundreds of people looking at us in the different live streams right now. Cientos de personas mirándonos en la directa. Estamos aquí frente a las Naciones Unidas, pidiéndole a los Estados Unidos, por favor, Estados Unidos, levante el bloqueo que pesa sobre el pueblo cubano. La humanidad entera, año tras año, le dice a los Estados Unidos, levante el cruel e inhumano bloqueo que pesa sobre el pueblo cubano. Y lo vamos a lograr. Nosotros, ustedes, el pueblo de los Estados Unidos, la humanidad entera, va a alcanzar un día el levantamiento de las sanciones. Y se van a construir puentes de amor entre los pueblos de Cuba y de Estados Unidos. ¡Abajo bloqueo!
¡Abajo!
¡Viva los puentes de amor!
¡Viva!
¡Cuba sí! Ahora quiero terminar para los cubanos que están acá, cubanos americanos, quiero terminar, hago así, and singing the Cuban national anthem. I know that some of you don't know it, but it's important, especially for hundreds of people that are there. Entonces vamos a cantar. Eso que se sepan el himno, adelante.
Al combate corre, vaya meses, que la patria os contempla orgullosa. No temáis una muerte gloriosa, que morir por la patria es vivir. En cadenas vivir es vivir, en afrenta y oprobio sumidos. Del clarín escuchar el sonido, a las armas valientes corre.
¡Viva Cuba!
¡Viva!
¡Cuba sí!
¡Cuba no!
¡Cuba sí!
¡Cuba no!
¡Cuba sí!
Last year, a total of 184 countries voted in favor of a resolution to demand the end of the U.S. economic blockade on Cuba for the 29th year in a row, with the United States and Israel voting against. The vote this year will be on November 2nd and November 3rd. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.